Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with that blockbuster news where the city and other reports are indicating an FBI raid involving two of Mayor Eric Adams' top deputies. Sources familiar with the situation say a posse of FBI agents went into the homes and early morning wake up in simultaneous raids. This story is still developing, reporter Juliet Papa on the front end of it, leading the broadcast on this Thursday with this live report. Jay, what are you learning?
Yeah, that's right, Larry. These are top aides that are also personally close to Mayor Adams. She and her first deputy mayor, who sits to the right of the mayor when he gives his weekly briefings, and Phil Banks, a former top cop and who worked with the mayor in Brooklyn when they were both with the NYPD. Banks is the deputy mayor for public safety. Now, to make this even more internal, Banks is the brother of school's chancellor, David Banks, who's said to be the fiance of Sheena Wright, and they live together in Harlem. So that home and Banks's home in Queens were both visited by the FBI early this morning. Laptops and phones were taken. Now, you may recall that the FBI stopped Mayor Adams during his day several months ago and took his phone as part of an ongoing investigation. Now, the investigations, supposedly there are several, are said to involve campaign contributions and the role and influence of foreign governments. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Juliet, we know you'll stay on top of it and keep us posted. Boy, oh boy, stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest developments. Well, a big fight between a pedestrian and a driver out in Queens, and check it out, both of them using walking canes. Happened about 9 this morning near Casino Boulevard and Elder Avenue in Flushing. That was not a joke, folks. Elder Boulevard, fighting with canes. Stop it, Mullen. Stop it. Keep it moving. You need this job. Police say both of them whacked each other over the head with their respective cane. Both are now under arrest and resting in jail. I said stop it, Mullins, after a particularly strenuous morning. Well, summer vacation is over. It's first day of school in New York. A million little smiling faces eager to put down their PlayStations, flip-flops, and swimming trunks to go back to the books and homework and getting up early. Yeah, okay. Glenn Shuck went over to Brooklyn and got schooled by some little kid. Listen to this.
Celebrations of the first day of school all around the five boroughs. And here, the mayor, school's chancellor, and the UFT president all on hand to welcome in students to PS 257. In fact, Chancellor Banks saying he was quite impressed.
The energy in here is incredible. Every parent that I spoke to, every staff member said, this place is like one big family.
And after giving the chancellor a high five, I spoke with first grader Lena.
What do you want to say to people who are listening to the radio?
I want to say, have fun!
Have fun, that's right. That's what we should do every day, right?
Yes.
You are awesome, you know that?
I know.
But what grade are you in?
I am first grade, as I said that.
Yeah, she did say that twice, my bad. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. First day of school here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Shucky Duck got schooled by a first grader. I told you, Mr. Shuck, I was in the... Golly. Hey, there's backlash today from a DOT plan to add dedicated bus lanes along 96th Street. People are going, yeah, that's exactly what we need. More congestion. Even though officials say that's what the move is supposed to alleviate.
The Crosstown Bus has consistently won Transit Advocates Pokey Award, but local residents say a dedicated bus lane would be a traffic nightmare. Ken Rocheri lives on the four-lane thoroughfare.
The curb lane here is street parking. So if you live here, there's no way to access your house other than to stop briefly in one of the two travel lanes and unload.
Doing that in a dedicated bus lane now comes with a $250 ticket. But Andrew Albert, an MTA board member, said the DOT has been very cooperative.
I'm sure they're going to continue to listen. We are going to examine every aspect of the plan and see if we can make it work for bus riders, residents, everybody.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. Thank you.